The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show for you today. Just want to get a couple of announcements out of the way. First of all, we still have plenty of the Superhuman Radio Live Stronger t-shirts. If you don't have one, grab one. They're really, really nice looking shirts. Very, very high quality shirts. Right now we just have the black with the white print. It's very popular with those people who've received it. I've gotten lots of emails telling me that they really like the shirts. Go to superhumanradio.com and get your Superhuman Radio Live Stronger t-shirt. Also, we have some new freebies up at superhumanradio.com. We have a new sponsor to the show, GLC Direct. They make a superb glucosamine chondroitin product. If you go to superhumanradio.com, look for the area that says free stuff, click the link for GLC 2000, and the company will send you a free sample. And as always, you never pay shipping and handling when you get something free on this show. Okay, so we haven't talked about protocols and breakthroughs in the area of longevity for a few shows. And so today's show, we're going to be talking about some interesting information that could actually extend life. And my guest today is a noted scholar, Dr. Bruce Ames. He is a professor. He was a professor of biochemistry and molecular biology at the University of California, Berkeley, and is currently the senior scientist at Children's Hospital in Oakland Research Institute, and also holds the U.S. National Medal of Science. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ames.
Hello.
The reason I wanted to have you on the show originally is pales in comparison to something that you shared with me in a moment. But we're going to start the show first of all with a recent study that was published at the institute there, identifying something called methylene blue, which is a very, very old compound apparently that appears to delay cellular senescence and enhances mitochondrial pathways, biochemical pathways. First of all, what exactly is methylene blue?
Well, methylene blue, the aniline dye industry developed in the 1850s in England and in Germany, because before that, dyeing cloth was all natural dyes, which were very expensive.
Right.
And then some Brit figured out a synthetic dye, mauve, and that started this whole dye industry, and the Germans soon took over a lot of it. Anyway, methylene blue was invented at that time because it's a deep blue color, and then it was then tried out as a drug and all sorts of things, and it turned out it was very useful as a drug. So it's been in use as a drug for over 100 years. It's off patent and everything.
And in fact, I think if I recall correctly, when I was in high school, I worked at a pet shop, and I could swear that they used methylene blue to actually give the water the blue color. Now, I could be wrong about that, but
yeah,
I see.
It's used as a dye for people who stain cells. It's used in hospitals when someone comes in with cyanide poisoning. That's the antidote, methylene blue. Or
interesting.
Carbon monoxide poisoning, they give you methylene blue. And some kids get it chronically if they have methemoglobinemia. So it's sort of an oxidized form of a hemoglobin. And so it's been used for 100 years. They know exactly how much is toxic, how much is fine. And we got onto it because I had this terrific postdoc, Hani Yatamna, who's in my lab for many years, and then he became independent, and he had we had been finding substances that make human cells and culture live longer. A primary human cell line goes through a certain number of generations, and then it ages and stops growing. It's still alive, but it stops growing. And we found substances that'll make them live longer. But then he stumbled on this methylene. It was his idea to try this methylene blue, and it was 1,000 times better than anything we'd tried before. And the
wow.
best thing anybody's ever described for making human cells in culture live longer, very tiny amounts, and it worked beautifully. And he worked out the mechanism. He's no longer here. He's a professor now in Pennsylvania, a new medical school near Scranton. Anyway, so he worked out the mechanism, and it does two interesting things. One, it gets into mitochondria, which are the power plants in the cell, and a lot of people think mitochondrial decay is a key thing in aging. Anyway, it gets into mitochondria and seems to make them better. And then the other thing that one of my postdocs who was on the paper had something to do with is that methylene blue also induces our body's antioxidant defenses. So there are 200 to 250 enzymes that defend you against oxidants. So when you get an oxidant into the body, a little bit of radiation or all sorts of things, you induce these antioxidant defenses that defend you. And this is methylene blue turns out to be a very effective inducer of these.
Wow.
So it does two good things. Anyway, it makes human cells and culture live tremendously long.
Now, I just want to ask you something about that, if we would just indulge me for a moment. We've talked about, and on this show a variety of times and for different reasons, apoptosis, cellular apoptosis or programmed apoptosis. When we talk about cell lines living longer, are we talking about adjusting that apoptosis, or is that something totally different?
Well, there are two kinds of cell death, necrosis and apoptosis. So apoptosis is when a cell commits suicide. And necrosis, if you put a toxin into the body, it'll start killing cells. That's necrosis.
Okay.
And apoptosis is built into cells. If they get too much DNA damage, the signal goes out, kill yourself, so it doesn't become a cancer cell or something. And so then they commit Harry Carey or whatever the equivalent is. Anyway,
right.
They commit suicide. Now, this is different. So when you have human cells in culture, they'll grow till they get old, and then they just level off, and they don't grow anymore, but they're quiescent. They just sit there. They don't, and that's what methylene blue does is allow them to go through more generations before they get old. And and there's a whole literature on methylene blue. Nobody's ever followed up on it because you can't really make any money out of methylene because it's been around for 150 years and there are millions of patents on it. And you'd be spending the rest of your life in bed with lawyers if you tried to do something. But anyway, so and Atumna suggested that it should be good against Alzheimer's because it raises complex four in the mitochondria. And one of the things that happens in Alzheimer's disease is complex four goes down. That's a key, one of the complexes in mitochondria. And so, he threw that in the paper, and it might be active against Parkinson's too, but all that has to be tested. But after our paper came out, some British guy published a paper that, in fact, methylene blue really works against Alzheimer's.
It's really?
The best thing anybody tried, and he had a different theory, and we think our theories or Thomas' ideas are probably right that were in our paper, but this was a paper published in the FASB journal in, when was it? It was in 2008.
What was his theory, just out of curiosity?
Oh, well, I forget the details now, but he did something with cells with very high doses of methylene blue. But methylene blue works at incredibly low doses. It's 1 milligram to 2 milligrams per kilo per day is the dose you give to people, and which gives incredibly low levels in the body. And he was working at, we think, unrealistically high levels,
okay.
Where at the low levels, we know what all the things that it does. Anyway, that's a matter for the scientists to hash out.
Yeah.
But methylene blue is cheap and it's available. And so Anyway, we don't know yet whether it'll make mice live longer, but that's in the works. The National Institute of Aging has a program where they test compounds for you to see if it makes mice live longer. And Tamna and I put in an application to them to test methylene blue, and we gave all the reasons why we thought it was a good bet to try, and they accepted it and are about to test it to if it makes animals live longer. We don't know. Dr. Ames,
we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick up more about methylene blue. I want to talk about what the implications are about the fact that it increases the rate of oxygen consumption. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Bruce Ames about methylene blue and about some other strategies that can actually increase longevity. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting apsnutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Dr. Bruce Ames. We're talking about methylene blue right now and the potential for it to either extend life, but clearly it has an effect on the mitochondria, which has been linked to a lot of degenerative diseases, quite frankly, including fibromyalgia. So what are the implications, Dr. Ames, that that methylene blue increases the rate of oxygen consumption in the test?
Well, it did in these human cells in culture, but it didn't increase the oxidants. So normally when you are exercising or something, you're using more oxygen, but there are ways to keep that in, keep the side products, the oxidants, from going up. And in this case, you didn't get more oxidants, but you got more oxygen utilization. But I should put in a caveat here. I don't want everybody to go out and pop methylene blue pills. There's so much to do more. We haven't done, you need to do mouse experiments and you need to do all sorts of things before people start popping it.
Sure.
But it's aging. I used to know the dozen people in the world who are any good who are working on aging, and now there's thousands of bright young people, the field is ripe, and we're, as you understand mechanism, there are always ways to intervene. And so people are hitting it from every direction, and this is, all I want to say is, methylene blue is one promising thing, but it's coming from many directions. But one shouldn't go overboard, and you tell people, X is good for them. 5% of the population is going to poison themselves by taking too much.
Right, because our culture is one that if some is good, more is better.
Yeah. And Mae West said too much of a good thing is wonderful, but she was thinking about sex, not biochemicals. So,
yeah, there you go.
Anyway.
But the implications between oxygen consumption, could it be said that the mitochondria is working more efficiently, and that's why there's a greater degree of oxygen being used, or does it have nothing to do with that at all?
Well, it's complicated. I don't want to go into all the biochemistry. People can read our paper if they're technically inclined. And what I'd like to talk to you about is, so I would say methylene blue is a lead. There's all sorts of intriguing information in the literature about it.
Okay.
And I hope this is a stimulus for a lot of people working on it, and I think they're going to find all sorts of interesting things. You know, college kids used to give it to their friends so they pee out blue urine. but you don't want to overdo it.
Right.
And you don't want to give too high a dose, because 1 to 2 milligrams per kilo is the dose they use for therapeutics. But you start getting up to 6 or 7 milligrams per kilo, and you can start to get toxic effects.
Well, and also, doesn't methylene blue interact with UV light to some degree and actually can cause some toxicity?
So when it gets into the body, it gets reduced to the colorless form.
Okay.
So in the body, it's colorless, and then it oxidizes when it sees oxygen.
Gotcha.
So it's not, you don't have to worry too much about UV light.
Okay.
Anyway, so now I'd like to tell you about a big breakthrough we think we've made in understanding aging.
Okay.
And that is at the interface between nutrition and aging. So to run your metabolism, you need fuel, a fat and carbohydrate, and you burn that in the mitochondria to make energy, ATP, and you're making kilos of that every day. But in addition, you need about 40 micronutrients, and these are the substances that your enzymes need to do your metabolism. And there are about 15 minerals, magnesium, iron, calcium, zinc, copper, etc. And then there are about 15 vitamins, and those get made into coenzymes, or in a few cases into hormones. And then there are two essential fatty acids, the omega-3s, which you get mainly from deep sea fish, and the omega-6s. And then there are about 8 essential amino acids, which you get from protein. So you don't get any one of these 40 and you die. Okay. And what we know, but it's not on a firm scientific foundation. What we know is how much you need to keep from dying. Vitamin C, 10 milligrams a day will keep you from dying. But what the optimum amount of vitamin C is more guesswork. And that's true for all the micronutrients. So committees get together and they decide, well, what should be the recommended dietary allowance? But there's a lot of guessing in there because they don't have a pathology. And what we think is that we've started to understand this, and we think we know what the pathology is. And it's the same in a way for all the micronutrients. What it is, that if you don't have enough, it ages you faster. And that's what I'd like to tell you about.
Yes, please.
Because, one, the country's eating lousy diets. people are filling up with sugary soft drinks and white bread and donuts and all sorts of things.
And highly refined foods with lots of chemicals that we should be eating.
Yeah, they fill you up, but they don't have the micronutrients you need. You need to eat a very balanced diet and no empty calories if you're going to get all your micronutrients. And people are not doing that. I think that's one of the reasons they're getting fat. Anyway, so why do I think that? Well, first of all, I got onto it because a fellow named Jim McGregor came to my lab, and he had just stumbled on the fact that when he made mice deficient in folic acid, which is one of the vitamins, it broke their chromosomes. So he was getting a lot of broken chromosomes, just like you get from radiation. And so he stumbled on this. He figured, he did dose response and made sure that was really the cause. And folia is a Latin word for leaf. So folic acid was first isolated by my mentor at Caltech when I got my PhD. But before I was there, he first isolated folic acid from 4 tons of spinach. So it's something you get from your greens.
Mm-hmm.
And so folic acid is important in metabolism. It moves one carbon units around and is involved with a number of enzymes. And you don't get enough folic acid, your chromosomes start breaking. And so McGregor had just found this out when he came to my lab, and I put a few students to working out the mechanism, which they did, in collaboration with him. He wasn't a biochemist. And then he looked in people, and he found most people were fairly low level of chromosome breaks, but one guy had huge levels of chromosome breaks. He had found this fellow before he stumbled on the folic acid. And then he tested him after he discovered this folic acid business to see if he was low in folic acid. He was very low. So he gave him folic acid, and his chromosome breaks came right down to normal. And then they started going up again because he had just given him a pulse of folic acid. And then he put him on folic acid permanently. And so, and then I looked up what his blood level of folic acid was when this fellow was getting chromosome breaks, and half the poor were at that level. So that was kind of a slap across the face to me. Hey, this stuff is really important.
Right.
Why are people worrying about a part per billion of pesticide, which didn't seem very plausible anyway? And here you had something really serious. So I started working on all the micronutrients. And so we took human cells and culture, or mice in some cases, and made them slightly deficient in a half a dozen different micronutrients. In every case, we got DNA damage. In some cases, we got oxidants being produced by the mitochondria in addition to the DNA damage when we looked. And so I kept on thinking, why is nature doing this? And then one day it hit me that that's exactly what nature wants. The micronutrients, the 15 minerals, aren't spread evenly through the world. High iron soils are red, and then the low iron soils. They're high selenium areas and low selenium areas. So nothing is spread evenly. The vitamins aren't spread evenly in plants. So animals, I think, were always running out of micronutrients.
Hmm.
So let's take magnesium. Half the U.S. is really low in magnesium. And magnesium is in the center of the chlorophyll molecule. So the chlorophyll molecule is green, and anything you eat that's green has a nice dose of magnesium in it. So you eat a big plate of spinach, you're getting your magnesium for the day. But if you don't, you don't.
Right.
And people aren't eating enough greens. So when you don't eat your greens, you don't get enough folic acid, you don't get enough magnesium, and you don't get enough vitamin K, all of which are very important. And the country's short of vitamin K, they're short of magnesium, they're short of folic acid because they're not eating their greens. Now, you get other substances. From deep sea fish, you get your omega-3 fatty acids. And from meat, you get a little bit of iron and B12. Anyway, all these, you need a balanced diet. So, anyway.
Now, let me ask you a question before.
So, me just finish that one thought.
Go ahead.
So anyway, we looked about a half a dozen different micronutrients and either made mice deficient, we made iron, mice deficient in iron, or we made human cells and culture deficient, we always got DNA damage. And so then, in thinking about what the reason could be for this, one day it hit me that throughout all of evolution, animals have been running out of micronutrients. And what happens when you get lower and lower in your magnesium? At some point, you'll die. But what nature does before then is it rebalances your metabolism. What it does is it starves all your metabolism that's only going to have long-term effects so you can survive. Because what nature really wants you to do is survive, so then maybe you can reproduce a little bit and maybe you'll find the missing magnesium. And so, but the problem is, so you may look perfectly normal, but if you're not eating a perfect balanced diet, basically you're aging faster. Because all these long-term things are the things that normally come with aging. And so we're proving this from every direction. Now, I can't say I've convinced the nutrition community. I have to publish a lot more. But in my own mind, I've convinced myself that it's certainly going to
well, be and it's interesting because I was at a meeting the other day, and a gentleman, a doctor, stood up and was pointing at potassium deficiencies.
The whole country's short of potassium.
I want to talk about this. We have to take I'm getting signaled here. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, okay. I want to pick up on this. Yeah. I want to talk a little bit more about these different micronutrients that are lacking. And it's clear that these, we know, on this show I talk about all the time, it's the food that we eat today that is the reason for disease.
It's a disaster.
Oh, exactly. So stay tuned. We're talking today with Dr. Bruce Ames. We're going to give you some good information about how to protect yourself against some of these issues. We'll be right back.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit rlssupplements.com today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Bruce Ames. We're talking about strategies to help you live longer. Nutritional strategies. The easiest things to change is the way you eat. Dr. Ames, I was at a meeting a couple weeks ago, and I met an interesting physician named Dr. Easley, and I'm going to have him on the show. We're just trying to work out the schedule. And he came up with some theories about what's going on in the country, and kind of in the area that you're talking about here. And he was pointing at the imbalance between potassium and sodium, and that our food is very, very high in sodium and blanched of potassium. And he actually pointed at, as an example, he was giving how they grow lettuce today, that they use these special fields that are actually covered with salt, because salt is a natural preservative. So by getting the lettuce to pull a lot of sodium in when they cut it, it actually has a longer shelf life. And it displaces the potassium. Any information on that in your research?
Well, people aren't potassium. All greens and veggies and fruit have potassium in it. Most that's what nature uses, and nature needs sodium, but it doesn't have that much in it. But sodium is also tasty, and we like it. And but prepared food have a lot of sodium. You get a tomato juice, and it's just filled with salt. And they did experiments in Japan, or maybe it was Taiwan, where they put the salt shaker, and they put some potassium in it, as well as sodium mixture. And the people got a lot less sick, and all sorts of degenerative disease of aging seemed better. So everybody was short of potassium. And they don't put potassium in a vitamin pill because it would make it too big. So the vitamin pill, the multivitamins, don't have enough potassium, magnesium, or calcium because it would make the pill too big. So you need to make sure you have a good source of calcium and magnesium. Now, you can buy a calcium-magnesium pill. You need about 2-to-1. And then if you eat a banana, you're getting 500 milligrams of potassium. But most people aren't eating enough fruit and veggies.
Right.
And you shouldn't overdo on the sodium because that's a risk factor for heart disease. Yeah.
Right. And then obviously the prevalence of processed foods, which don't have the natural balances and presence of these types of nutrients.
Yeah.
Which, that's a real big problem right there.
Yeah. If you want to improve your health, eat more greens. And fruit, and don't eat any processed food, no sugary soft drinks. That's 40 grams of sugar. That's the leading source of calories in the United States.
Sure.
And it fills you up, and you don't get your micronutrients. Now, you could take a multivitamin mineral as insurance, and I think that's a good idea. I have an Italian wife, and I eat a wonderful Mediterranean diet, but I take a multivitamin mineral as insurance. But on the other hand, a multivitamin mineral doesn't have enough potassium, magnesium, and calcium.
Or folate.
Which would make it too big, and it doesn't have omega-3s, which you get from deep sea fish. So you need to do that. And then people are eating too much meat relative to fish. So fish gives you omega-3s and doesn't have all that extra iron. Men are getting too much iron, though menstruating women tend to be short of iron. And so it's not rocket science, and it takes a little thinking. But your mom told you the right thing. Eat your veggies and don't pig out on me.
Yeah. I want to go back to something about iron. I noticed that, and not to bring up methylene blue again, but I noticed that methylene blue increases something called heme. Isn't that iron we're talking about?
Heme.
Heme.
Yeah, no, heme is the form of iron. There's a little cage made, it's a porphyrin cage with an iron in the center, and that's heme, the red color that carries the oxygen in the blood. And then chlorophyll is the green color. It's a porphyrin cage with a magnesium in it, and that's involved in photosynthesis. So both are good for you, but you don't want to overdo it. So too much red meat, all the epidemiology suggests it's not healthy.
But now you said, I want to go back to something. You said that men are too high in iron because we don't menstruate. Isn't there some linkage between iron and damage to DNA?
Yeah, so we did a study in mice of the whole range of iron. Too little iron is bad for you. Your mitochondria suffer and they pour out oxygen radicals. They age faster. And too much iron does the same thing, I think, because it's probably helping to keep out the zinc or copper that you need.
Mm-hmm.
So metals, there's a window. You don't want too much and you don't want too little. Now, some of the B vitamins, you can take high doses that won't hurt you, or vitamin C, but metals, you don't really want to overdo the selenium or iron or copper.
And I'm actually preparing to do a show about this, and that's why I wanted to bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm preparing to do a show about the importance of giving blood periodically, and also postmenopausal women who stop menstruating.
Yeah.
They tend to start building up in iron and metals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's important to give blood once in a while because that helps flush some of those irons out of your body.
Well, so that's one solution. But, again, the main thing is not to eat too much red meat. Again, I'm not a vegetarian or anything, though vegetarians tend to be healthy. But vegetarians could be short of vitamin B12 or B6. So vegetarians have to think about what they're eating, too. But in any case, too much red meat is bad for you. So chicken is better, or the meats that don't have so much heme.
Now, when DNA is damaged, can it be repaired by correcting
these? Oh, yeah. 99% of the damage to your DNA is repaired, but it's that 1% that gets through that gets converted to a mutation. And once you have the mutation, then it's irreversible, and it's taking the wrong base pair in that sequence. And that some of those mutations show up as cancer years down the road.
So it's important to minimize the damage to DNA overall.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I remember reading about folate
and
its linkage to cancers for that reason.
So what we think is when you're short of any micronutrient, it gives you DNA damage because that's one of the areas of metabolism that you're starving. So
is it adequate just to eat a balanced diet, or are there target amounts of these nutrients that we should be shooting for?
Well, we don't really know the optimum. That's what we're developing, is methods to do in people so you can measure that. And we're looking at mitochondrial mutation. We're looking at chromosome breaks, all sorts of things in people. And then we're looking at things relevant to heart disease. So we think that the trick is to measure short-term indicators of long-term dysfunction. So, for example, DNA damage rate goes up. That means cancer is going to come down the road. And if your calcification of the arteries goes up, it means you're going to get heart disease down the road. And so there are short-term things you can measure. And we know that calcification of the arteries comes from not enough vitamin K or not enough vitamin D. And that's a direct risk factor for heart disease. And yet there are all these people with calcification of the arteries who are short of vitamin K. Half the country is short of vitamin K. So when you look at micronutrient inadequacies, it's all over the place, not just the poor. Now, the poor are eating the worst diets, and I think that's one of the reasons the poor are getting fat faster. Maybe they're hungry all the time. That has to be proven. But suppose when you're getting lower and lower in magnesium, the body makes you hungry. But the diet they're eating doesn't have any magnesium in it, so they keep on eating and fill up and get fat.
Mm-hmm.
So at least that's an idea I have. I have to prove it, and it's still speculative. But
are you going to be working on this? Is this a study that you're going to get a grant for and work on?
One of my colleagues is working on this kind of thing, and he has a very good mouse model of obesity, and he's figuring out a lot about obesity.
Interesting.
But grants now are impossible because money is so short in science that if you're doing anything too innovative, you can't get funded.
No.
So it's only very defined few percent advance. So if you want to turn over an existing theory or open up a new continent, you can't get funded for that.
Right.
So I've been funding a lot of my research out of my own pocket recently.
Wow.
So
that's amazing. Before we close the interview, I just wanted to ask you one other question to kind of go back to methylene blue for a moment. It's something I failed to ask you earlier in the interview. Methylene blue in some research has been shown to increase cognition. Do you think it's a result of the efficiency of the mitochondria, or do you think there's another pathway?
Yeah. Now, we did some work some years ago showing that mitochondria decay. It was known mitochondria decay with age, and we found a few substances we could feed to old rats that made their mitochondria in the old rats look more like mitochondria in young rats. They didn't put out so many oxidants, and they worked more efficiently. These were lipoic acid and acetylcarnitine. I should say that I formed, the university took out a patent on this, and I formed a company called Juvenon that sells these things over the web, but I put all my stock in a foundation, so I have no financial interest in it, but anyway.
And, it's Juvenon?
Juvenon. You can find them on the web.
And, okay.
And so it makes old rats do IQ tests better, gives them more energy and all these things. We did a lot of biochemistry on all of this. But humans, we have to do more clinical trials, but one was successful on hypertension and others are in progress. So I'm very optimistic that people are going to live a lot longer. I mean, we've increased life expectancy about 30 years from 1900 to 2000. And I think it's going to be even more this next century.
Right.
But you have to behave. If you smoke, it's 10 years off your life. If you eat bad diets, it's probably another big chunk off your life.
Well, and the other thing you want to avoid is polypharmacy. If you're on, if you know, the key to longevity, it's not just adequate enough to live longer. You have to be actually involved in life. There's you know, I mean, in my humble opinion, I don't want to live to be 100 if I'm stuck in a chair staring at a wall. I want to be actively involved in life.
I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got to be careful of polypharmacy as well, because that destroys the kidneys and the liver and so on and so forth.
Yeah. So, again, you keep active. The head of my institute walked into my office in December and said, "Bruce, I'm depressed." And he's one of these ebullient guys who's always lively and bright and everything. I said, "Bert, what's wrong?" And he said, "I just turned 70. I said, "Bert, I just turned 80. We're just going to have to take life one decade at a time." And so I'm doing the best science of my career. I'm 80, and I think this whole, I call this the triage theory about that built into our metabolism is a rebalancing. And you preferentially keep your micronutrients in those enzymes that are going to keep you alive, and the trade-off is you accelerate the degenerative disease of aging.
Right.
And I think it's going to be a really important thing, have a huge impact on public health, and we're trying to prove it from every direction. So.
Well, listen, Dr. Ames, I want to thank you very, very much for taking time out of your day to do this interview today for Superhuman Radio.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah,
remember, tell people, don't overdo it. It's Oscar Wilde said, "I can resist anything but temptation." And he also said, "Moderation in all things, even moderation." But you don't want to overdo it. So,
right.
But a multivitamin mineral won't hurt anybody.
No, and absolutely not.
Make sure you have your calcium and particularly magnesium. And get a little fish oil and don't overdo it, the red meat. And no sugary soft drinks and white things.
There
not too
go.
Many potatoes and not too much white rice and not too much white bread. Eat whole grain bread and things like that, and you'll be fine.
Very good. Very good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Ames. Stay tuned. We're going to wrap up the show. I've got some other announcements to make. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage. And it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol, with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You know, this methylene blue is pretty interesting stuff, and the irony is that you can get it on the internet. I mean, it's not necessarily a controlled substance. It comes in a variety of different forms, in powders and tinctures and liquids and so on and so forth. And so anybody who's interested in methylene blue, you can actually go and do some research. I believe if you search for this particular study, called Methylene Blue Delays Cellular Senescence and Enhances Key Mitochondrial Biochemical Pathways. And it was published by the Nutrition and Metabolism Center at Children's Hospital, Oakland Research Institute in Oakland, California, which is where Dr. Ames is stationed now and does his research from. You can read it. And as he said, 1 milligram to 2 milligrams per kilogram seems to be the effective dose without going crazy. And if, in fact, it really works and produces an effect on the mitochondria, increases cognition, you know, it keeps you from aging faster and so on and so forth, it might be something worth your time in investigating. And like I said, there's plenty of it on the internet if you want to buy it. It's really cheap. I mean, you could buy, I think it was a kilo of it for about $14. Now, I don't know how pure that is and whether it's putting it in your mouth is going to make you sick, and you have to do that research yourself. But it's out there, and I'm going to start digging around for more information as well. The other thing I wanted to mention was we've done several shows on myostatin in the past, and a lot of people have thought that a myostatin inhibitor would cause muscles to grow dramatically in adult, full-grown adult men. And I have decried, I have said that the only way myostatin works is when there's a downregulation in myostatin in concert with an upregulation in mechanogrowth factors and IGA and insulin-like growth factors. And when both of those happen and the switch is on for growth, as it is when a species or organism is going from infancy to maturity, that myostatin can cause muscles to grow dramatically. Now, in older adult examples of humans or rats or whatever, reducing myostatin does not necessarily cause the same level of growth as it does in that infant to maturity growth phase. And there's a study that was just published that is called Monitor of the Myostatin Autocrine Action During Differentiation of Embryonic Chicken Myoblasts in the Myotubes, Effects of IGF-1. And it was performed by the Laboratory of Reproductive Physiology and Biotechnology over in Kyushu University in Japan. And sure enough, what they found out was that myostatin in and of itself does not work as effectively as it would or as it does when IGF-1 is elevated. So for those of you who are searching for muscle growth by reducing myostatin, if that's all you do, you will not see the results that you're looking for. We talked about it when Fulstaxin was first introduced, and I said, you know, Fulstaxin will reduce myostatin, but if you don't increase growth factors simultaneously, you're not going to see the result. And a lot of people thought I was wrong. And the people who are buying myostatin peptides, you know, propeptides right now and using them, if you're not using them in conjunction with growth factors that are either elevating IGF-1 and MGF, like with growth hormone, because those are metabolites of growth hormone, or if you're actually using the isolated peptides themselves, mechanogrowth factors and IGF-1, long R3, you're not going to see the results that you expect from the money you're investing on reducing myostatin. So there you go. There's studies out there. My theory has been proven. I feel vindicated. Anyway, okay. So there you go. We're done with this show. Hope that you learned something. Dr. Ames is an amazing scholar. I was very happy that he took the time to come on the show today. I feel very privileged to have been able to talk with him. And hopefully you can watch your micronutrients and nutritional protocols. Eat clean, like we always talk about. Eat clean as possible. Shop at the periphery of your grocery store. Don't go up and down the aisles where the processed food is. And look into Methylene Blue. And let me know how it works for you. Okay. Well, thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio, and we will see you tomorrow.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Hey, did you know you could listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? Go to the BlackBerry Store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman Channel and get started today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Tune into the Superhuman Channel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to classic episodes of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Listen Now button.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I've been threatening to do this show for close to a year now. My good friend Randy Roach got me on the idea of doing this show quite a long time ago, and I've mentioned it from time to time, but I had to find the right person to do this show with. And ironically, the person that I have chosen is very well versed in the subject matter, and that is the president of the Weston A. Price Foundation, Sally Fallon. How you doing, Sally?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Good, good. I'm kind of keeping it a secret about what we're going to talk about until we just get a little bit deeper into the interview. But
okay.
The reality is that what we're going to talk about today flies in the face of everything you've been told by the pharmaceutical industry, by medical orthodoxy, and even by some of the food manufacturers who would have you believe that they are producing foods in your best interest. Would you agree with that statement?
I would agree with that, and I would also add even most people in the alternative health field.
They're confused about this, aren't they?
Yes, they're confused. They've fallen for the conventional paradigm, so shall we
and,
say.
And don't you think that it has a lot to do with just CYA? They don't want to step out and do something that may get them ostracized within their industry by being original thinkers, so they just kind of, like that mole game, they pop their head up and then somebody just bangs it back down again?
Well, I don't really want to speculate on what people's motives are, but you know, I think a lot of it is deliberate infiltration of the alternative health movement.
Interesting. Okay. I can accept that. Okay, we're going to be talking about cholesterol today. And you know what's really interesting? I was in Las Vegas at the National Strength and Conditioning Conference this past weekend, and we were discussing this upcoming show, actually, that I was preparing to do this show. And I was still astonished how many people within the fitness community still do not understand that cholesterol is an important factor in biological function. They think it's something dirty that has to be, you know, kept very, very low or rid of.
Right. And you know, cholesterol was discovered many years ago, and the interesting thing is one of the first things that scientists learned to test for was cholesterol in the bloodstream. So that's why there was such a focus on it. But we know that cholesterol is absolutely essential for human life, for animal life. It is the substance that keeps our cells waterproof. In other words, it allows for a different chemistry on the inside of the and the outside of the cell. And when you don't have enough cholesterol in your body, you get biochemical chaos on the cellular level. And cholesterol is the substance that your body makes hormones out of. So all of the sex hormones, testosterone, estrogen, all of the corticoid hormones like cortisol, the glucocorticoid hormones and so forth, the hormones that your body uses to deal with stress and to regulate blood sugar, blood pressure, and mineral metabolism, they're all made out of cholesterol. So the first question you ask is, knowing this, knowing that you need cholesterol for all these things, do you really want to lower it? Do you think that you know more than your body knows about what the amount of cholesterol that you need?
Now, and I've said this often. This is an argument that I've placed in parties that gets usually people move away from me in parties when I start on this subject, but because it does fly in the face of what is considered common wisdom out there today, and I say, you know what, my grandfather lived to be 98 years old,
yeah,
and he was in full stride when he passed. And,
right.
and you know what?
No one checked
his cholesterol.
Yeah, but and by the way, I'm sure he had all his mental faculties.
Oh, absolutely. He played chess every day at the park.
Yeah.
I mean,
and,
you know.
Well, you need cholesterol for brain function and for memory formation, and this is why people on these cholesterol lowering drugs often develop amnesia.
Or dementia, perhaps.
Dementia. You know, I think it's a little history here is really important because the whole notion that we should eat a low-fat, low animal food, high fiber, mostly vegetarian diet started with a man named Sylvester Graham. And that was back in the 1700s, and he believed that the cause of disease was excess sexual desire. And he advocated this diet to lower libido. And this man was an absolute pervert, really. He was a nutcase. He advocated very harsh measures to young children who showed any indication of early sexual desire. I won't go into details because they're pretty horrible. And we would think this man was a nutcase today. But the thing is, he was right about the diet. The diet absolutely does this because it takes away the building blocks for sex hormones. And he was followed by Kellogg, John Harvey Kellogg, who also believed that he thought that the root of disease was the twin evils of sexual urges and constipation. And he advocated the same type of diet to counteract these two plagues, as he called them. And he went around the country preaching against sexual relations, even in marriage. Now, we've gone through the sexual revolution in this country, and we understand that if you suppress a natural urge like the sexual instinct, you get pathologies. But what we haven't figured out is that when you suppress a natural urge to eat, you know, rich animal foods and animal fats and bacon and butter and cheese and all this, you get eating pathologies. Because the body has a very, very strong instinct for these foods because it needs them. because they're natural and normal and they're needed for reproduction.
You know, the one caveat I would say is that because of the way factory farms produce animal proteins today, there is, you know, people have to choose their sources of animal proteins wisely. But I agree 1,000% with what you said with that, well, with that one injection.
That's we have to choose all of our foods wisely. The plant foods, the vegetarian foods, the low-fat foods, the vegetable oils, they're just as toxic or more so if they're coming from the industrial system.
Sure.
We need to get away from industrial food completely. We don't just want to pick on the industrial animal foods. It's all the industrial foods are a problem.
Okay, so now let's fast forward a little bit. So someone comes up with the bright idea to look at cholesterol and its linkage to heart disease or atherosclerosis. But they did it in a herbivore, right? They did it in rabbits.
Yeah, the early studies were out of Russia. They were in rabbits, and they found that they could induce something that looked like atherosclerosis. It actually wasn't the same thing as human atherosclerosis, but it looked like it. If they fed these vegetarian rabbits very high amounts of purified cholesterol, and they, this has no bearing on humans at all. We're not vegetarians, and the purified cholesterol itself was very unnatural. But yet that was parlayed into the beginning of this theory.
And when did that occur?
Well, it was really quite early. I think it was in the 1910s, 1920s. Then Krzyzewski in the United States took that up. I think that was in about the 40s or 50s. I'm not quite sure of all the dates. But there were some very early studies that totally negated the cholesterol theory. There was a 1936 study out of Harvard where pathologists looked at the blockage in the arteries of people who died sudden death, like death in accidents or something, and they measured their cholesterol levels, and they found no correlation between the cholesterol level in the blood and the amount of blockage in the arteries.
Well, and I would use as a supporting, an anecdotal supporting statement to that many people who are on cholesterol lowering drugs still have heart attacks.
They absolutely do, and many people with low cholesterol still have heart attacks, and as a matter of fact, the establishment has more or less admitted that. And they've looked for another reason to get you to take these drugs, these cholesterol-lowering drugs called statins. And now they say, well, they might lower inflammation or markers of inflammation. They're trying to sidestep their way out of this cholesterol connection because it's becoming more and more obvious that lowering people's cholesterol is not going to protect them from heart disease. And what it does do is make them a lot more vulnerable to cancer and stroke, which are much worse ways to die.
Yes, absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up more, and we're going to start to expose the actual cholesterol myth. So you're going to want to stay tuned to this show, and if anyone you know is taking a statin drug, you're going to want to let them listen to this as well. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Sally Fallon from the Weston A. Price Foundation. Stay tuned. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code
SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Sally Fallon. She is the president of the prestigious truth-speaking Weston A. Price Foundation. If you want to learn about a lot of different myths that are literally leading to disease in this country, go to westonaprice.org today. It's a website that I spend a lot of time on. So, Sally, was there ever a link between cholesterol and atherosclerosis and heart disease?
It's a very weak link. It is a risk factor for men and men middle-aged. If their cholesterol is over about 300, they are slightly more at risk for heart disease. Now, the thing we need to emphasize is the risk factor is not the same thing as a cause. And it doesn't mean that lowering their cholesterol is going to reduce their risk. It's just an association. But for the vast majority of the population, I mean, how many men under the age of 60 have cholesterol over 300? It's a very small number. For women at any age, and for men over the age of 60, the higher their cholesterol, the longer they live. In other words, high cholesterol is associated with better outcome in all causes and longer life. So, but what's happened is we have a medical system that has geared its number one medical thrust to this very small percentage of men under the age of 60 with cholesterol over 300, for whom higher cholesterol is a slight risk factor.
And also, isn't there constantly an effort by the medical orthodoxy to artificially push these numbers down? Like in the case of blood pressure and cholesterol, they keep going, well, now we think 140 is the ideal cholesterol level.
Right. Oh, my goodness. You're almost dead when you have that cholesterol level. That's right. In order to expand the market for these drugs, and I do want to stress, these drugs are like a Ponzi scheme. The only way they can make money and pay back the debt in developing them and all their costs is to expand their market. So they do this in several ways. First of all, they go overseas. Another way they're doing this now is to target children. But the main way they do it is turning average numbers into pathological numbers. Now, the average cholesterol level in the United States is 240. but the original risk factor was set much lower than that at 200, and now they've gone down to 180. And if you've had a heart attack, even if your cholesterol is 160, it's obviously too low, and you're put on statins too. And the consequences of this are severe because we know that when you lower cholesterol, your muscles don't work as well. This is a, you know, something very important for bodybuilders to understand. You need cholesterol, and you need that pathway of making cholesterol for your muscles to work. And we've had more heart failure. Heart failure rates have doubled. We have more cancer, and we have all of the side effects of these statins, which include neuropathy, memory loss, premature aging. We have something called the statin shuffle. If you see a middle-aged or older guy walking along with tiny steps and looking, you know, kind of shuffling along, that this is what happens when they've been on statins for a while.
And that's got to be from deterioration of the mammalian in the brain. I mean, because I know the mammalian that's kind of like the dielectric insulation of neurons dissipates as cholesterol levels drop.
Right.
And that's associated with advanced aging of the brain when that happens.
Yeah, but you see younger and younger people with this happening. It's also in the extremities, not just the brain.
Right.
And the nervous system requires huge amounts of cholesterol. The cholesterol is in the nerve cells to make them work properly. Otherwise, you get kind of like a shorting out. They're really like the insulation of your nerve cells.
Right. You know, there's another thing that I have speculated for some time now. I mean, I remember reading a study quite a few years ago that came from Italy where they observed men coming into the emergency room in a few different hospitals in Italy for myocardial infarction, and they checked their, a variety of different risk factors and found that like only 6% of them had elevated cholesterol based on what elevated was considered the standard at that point in time. But by and large, the large majority of them had low or subclinical hypogonadism or low testosterone levels.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
And especially since cholesterol is a building block for testosterone, they're obviously
they didn't have enough cholesterol
to build the testosterone that they needed.
Right. Another thing that is a very strong risk factor is uric acid levels, and those are raised by eating a lot of carbohydrates.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
And I think that people think uric acid is associated with higher protein levels.
Well, and this can be, too, if you're eating a lot of protein without the necessary fats.
Fat, that's
the
thing.
The proteins. And, of course, this is what people do when they're trying to avoid
because we become a fat-phobic society. I was watching a show the other day down in Phoenix here called The Doctors. I don't know if it's a national show, but it's these four doctors. One is there's four different doctors from four different disciplines. And, you know, they emphasize low fat, low fat, low fat. And I listen to that, and it just makes me nauseous. I think to myself, you're killing people prematurely by espousing low-fat diets.
And now we're doing this to children. You know, the official advice given to mothers is when babies turn two, they're put on low-fat diets. So they're trying to reduce that number to 7 months. And children need cholesterol. They need saturated fat all through their growing years, and that's up to the age of 18 or 21, at higher levels than adults do because they're growing.
Right.
They need it for the formation of the brain and nervous system and the sexual organs and the muscles and bone. You need the saturated fat to produce a strong bone. And this is genocide to recommend this type of diet. The other thing that we know is that children put on low-fat diets end up fatter and with higher insulin resistance.
Because they depend more on carbohydrates?
Yeah, so you're just condemning these children to be overweight and have diabetes and so forth when you start them out on low-fat diets.
And in my humble opinion, that's the cause of heart disease, and that is insulin resistance.
Well, it's all connected for sure. Diabetics have much higher rates of heart disease, and these are just people with really messed up biochemistries.
So statin drugs work by blocking the development, the biogenesis of cholesterol, or by forcing the liver to carry more of it out of the bloodstream?
Well, they actually inhibit the formation of cholesterol in the liver. There's a pathway that they inhibit, and the problem is that by inhibiting that pathway, you inhibit a whole bunch of other things that the body needs. And one is called ubiquinine or
CoQ10,
which is you need it for muscle you know, for your muscles to work. And that's why people get so weak on these statins. And very often they develop very crippling back pain. And that's due to the deterioration of the muscles in the back.
You know, ultra-low levels of CoQ10 have been associated with congestive heart failure.
Exactly, exactly. And the heart is a muscle. It has to work all the time. And it needs CoQ10 and it needs cholesterol. And, you know, it's just crazy what we're doing. But there's a lot of other things that are inhibited, something called squalene and dolichol, as well as cholesterol. And these also have very important roles to play in the body, and particularly the brain. So, once again, when you put children on a low cholesterol diet, when you put adults on cholesterol-lowering drugs, you're just inhibiting brain function, basically.
Now, when people put on statin drugs, I've heard this told to me by two physicians. One of them was Dr. Mark Gordon, who is he's keynote speaker for A4M, the Anti-Aging Association. And he told me the other problem with statin drugs is that when you artificially reduce circulating cholesterol, the body responds, because cholesterol is a hormone. The body has a negative and positive feedback loop.
Yes.
And when there isn't adequate amounts of cholesterol in the body panics and upregulates production of cholesterol, which means that you then have to up your dose of statin drugs, and you keep chasing this level, if you will.
Yes, and exactly. And my poor dad was on two statins by the time he died of heart failure, and after 10 years of suffering from crippling back pain. But he was so much in the thrall of his doctor that, you know, he would do anything the doctor said. And the doctors, in a subtle way, do get bonuses for prescribing these statins, especially if they're in a managed care, you know, program.
Really? How do they
Well, it has to do, at the end of the year, the whole practice gets bonus if certain things have been prescribed. And or it's even worse than that, their salaries are held back, and they get that at the end of the year if a certain number of drugs are prescribed.
Is that right?
Yeah, and we actually had a letter from a doctor published in our journal describing how this works. So there's this subtle bribery and pressure. I mean, peer pressure, because let's just say one doctor says, I'm not gonna prescribe these things. They're toxic. They're killing my patients. That means that everyone in the practice gets their salaries held back.
That's
so
amazing.
You can imagine the pressure that's put on these doctors to prescribe.
Yeah, it's you know what I also find interesting? When I was a kid growing up, I remember, you know, when they started to teach us about recreational drug addicts. You know, back in the day when I was a kid, heroin was the big thing. And I remember my mother and father and teachers telling me, what they do is they give you some for free to get you hooked.
Right.
And then once you're hooked, you got to go back and pay for it then. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, that's what the pharmaceutical companies do. Now you walk into a physician's office, and he goes, this is what's wrong with you. And he hands you a sample, you know, five or six sample packs, enough for a month. He goes, here, try this for a while. Well, then a month later, you got to start buying it.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
just like the old...
You can always say no.
Oh,
now,
I
do want to say something about the blood pressure medications, and I think these are way overused also.
Yes.
But if you're on a blood pressure medication, you have to cut back very slowly. But you can go off the statins cold turkey anytime. It's just getting up your courage to say no. And you talked about our website, westonaprice.org. There is an article on the website called Dangers of Statin Drugs, and I would urge anyone who's been told they should take statin drugs to read that article.
Really? And the article details also how to, you know, is it just an argument against statin drugs?
Yes, and tells what the side effects are, and also goes into some of the more recent studies and what happened, you know, what they showed. And what they show is that these statin drugs don't do any good. They don't really prevent heart attacks, and they cause a lot of side effects.
We're going to go into a commercial break. When we come back, can we discuss one or two of those studies?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Sally Fallon from westonaprice.org. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget to visit SuperhumanRadio.com. We've got a ton of free stuff there. Free Vitargo samples, free Ibunex samples, free Gamma O samples. I mean, just go there, look for the free stuff. Go to the area that says free stuff, click on the things that you want. The manufacturers send them to you for free. You never pay shipping and handling when you get free stuff at Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Sally Fallon from WestonAPrice.org. We're talking about the cholesterol myth, and it is a myth. People have lived healthy lives without statin drugs. Just look back at your ancestors. So, anyway, Sally, let's talk a little bit about some of the recent research that you were mentioning that's on the WestonAPrice.org website.
Okay. Well, here's just a few studies that you may not have heard of. One was published in 2002. It was the Japanese Lipid Intervention Trial. It was almost 50,000 patients, and they were treated with a dose of a statin called simvastatin. And then they grouped them into how much their cholesterol was lowered. Some had no reduction in LDL cholesterol, some had a moderate, and some had very large reductions. But you know what? There was no difference in the death rate. All the groups had a death rate of just over 3.5, I think that's per thousand, at 5 years. Whether the LDL was 80 or 200. So lowering the cholesterol with a statin made no difference in the death rate. Another one was a meta-analysis published in 2003 involving 44 trials, almost 10,000 patients. The death rate was identical at 1% of patients in each of the three groups, those taking Lipitor, those taking other statins, and those taking nothing. But there was a far bigger dropout rate and an adverse effect rate in those taking the statins.
Really?
Yeah. My favorite is the Honolulu study. Hang on, I'm just getting it here. Honolulu Heart Program. And I like to read this quote to people who are thinking of taking statins. This has been an excellent ongoing study. They publish results every now and then, and this was published in 2001 in the most prestigious medical journal in the nation, in the world, and that's The Lancet. And the researchers compared changes in cholesterol concentrations over 20 years with all-cause mortality. So I'm going to quote from this, the abstract. It says, our data accords with previous findings of increased mortality, that's more people dead, in elderly people with low serum cholesterol, and show that the long-term persistence of low cholesterol concentration actually increases the risk of death. In other words, the sooner you start lowering your cholesterol, likely you are to die.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And it says these findings correlate with other findings, and in fact there were some subsequent findings too. As you get older, you actually need higher cholesterol levels.
Where does the FDA fall into? Now, the FDA is supposed to be there to protect the public, right?
Yeah.
Okay, where do they fall into this? I mean, obviously they're privy to this data as well.
Well, you know, the FDA has allowed the drug companies to submit what's called surrogate endpoints. They're not meaningful endpoints. And by that I mean they allow them to show that this drug lowers cholesterol. They do not ask the drug companies to prove that the statins lengthen your life or whether or not they shorten your life. In other words, that's not what they're looking for. They just want to know the surrogate endpoints. Do these drugs lower cholesterol? And if they do, then they approve them. And this, in fact, was on the cover of Business Week a couple of years ago. This analysis of all this is like an expose. Nothing has really happened since that time. But this is actually what happens. This is how these drugs get approved, not by showing that they increase your life or reduce heart attacks.
Just that they do what they say they're going to do.
Just that they do what they say they're
going to
do.
Whether that's good for you or not.
What they do is treat the disease of cholesterol anxiety. And they will probably cure cholesterol anxiety. And, of course, cholesterol anxiety has been induced by all of these dire warnings about cholesterol.
Yeah, so people think that they have to lower their cholesterol and this does it for them. But in reality, it's actually shortening their lives and making them sicker, but they don't know that.
And, yes, and that's not what they're looking at anyway. They just want to lower your cholesterol.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
You know, it always baffled me. I've looked at cholesterol and I've looked at arteriosclerosis. One of the things that I find interesting is how the pharmaceutical industry and the mainstream medical industry seems to sidestep some important factors, but focuses just exclusively on cholesterol. It's clear that circulating cholesterol does not pose a threat until there is some form of inflammation in the arterial wall that allows something to cling to it. So no one really looks at inflammation in the progression of atherosclerosis. The other thing that I find astounding is the totally ignoring of calcium's role, circulating calcium's role in the progression of atherosclerosis. You can't get that formation without some calcification.
Oh, well, that's what actually the plaque is.
Yes.
It's calcium.
And
yeah.
Here's my frustration. My frustration is that over the past decade, physicians have been telling their patients, well, you're getting older now, you have to increase your calcium intake without any observation of what they're eating now. They may be getting 1,500 milligrams of calcium in their diet a day, but they immediately and just say, take 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day. And the problem is, as we age, because our hormonal changes, there is a greater degree of circulating calcium. Less of it is staying in the bones and more of it is staying in the blood. If they would do more to go, okay, if we do these things, whether it's hormone replacement therapy or some other method, we keep more calcium in the bones and out of the blood, people wouldn't have to take calcium supplements, because calcium supplements are not the answer to have more calcium in the blood. And I think atherosclerosis would feel the effects of that as well.
Well, they need vitamins A, D, and K to put the calcium in the right place and to use it properly and to keep it from going into the soft tissues like the arteries. And where do we get vitamins A, D, and K? We get them from animal fats, especially the fats of grass-fed animals. And this is what people are not getting. They're avoiding deliberately, or they're not getting because of the industrialization of agriculture. Now, I do want to say something about cholesterol in the bloodstream. If it is oxidized, especially the LDL cholesterol that's oxidized, this is a big problem. What oxidizes the cholesterol? It is the rancid fatty acids, polyunsaturated fatty acids, that we get from vegetable oils.
Ah.
And this is what people are eating to avoid the animal fats. So they've actually been pushed into consuming the very thing that's going to cause the oxidation of the cholesterol and the beginning of the foam cells and the beginning of the buildup of plaque.
Now, this is nothing new either. Didn't Dr. Paul Dudley White write a position paper in the 30s decrying the use of Crisco and corn oil and the high consumption of sugar, and that was the reason for heart disease?
Well, I'd be very interested to know if he did write a paper. I know that he was quoted on television as saying that he thought that the cause of heart disease was decline in the consumption of eggs and lard,
right,
and the increase in the use of corn oil and the margarines. And he said there was a very strong correlation, and he said we'd all be better if we go back to the way we used to eat with a lot more eggs and cooking in lard.
Tallow and lard and animal fats, right.
Right.
And I mean, I remember I could have sworn that he actually wrote a paper in the 30s.
Well, if you please let me know, because
yeah,
I would really like to see that paper.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that he was also one of the founders of the American Heart Association.
Well, he definitely, that's quite possible, because he was the, the foremost cardiologist of his day.
He was the man who brought the EKG to the United States.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
So, you know, I mean, and wasn't he Roosevelt's personal physician? Oh,
he was Eisenhower.
Eisenhower's personal physician. But, I mean, he was a man who had a vested interest in really working hard to discover the reason for the rapid increase in myocardial infarction from
right.
the early 1900s to the mid-1900s. And
right.
he was the first one to come out and say, you know, don't use corn oil, don't use Crisco, don't use and back off on the sugar and start eating lard and tallow
yeah,
and
right.
animal fats again.
Right, exactly.
But
and
no one paid attention.
Yeah, well, some people paid attention, and, you know, a few people are still paying attention, and this is the way our members eat. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. We have about 11,000 members, and we've been doing this for 10 years, and I know of only one of our members who's had a heart attack.
Is that right?
Only one. And this was a man who was very, very stressed out and working too hard, and I'm not sure he was following our whole program anyway, but and that's in 10 years.
Wow, that is
yes.
amazing. Let's take our last commercial break. I want to know a little bit about you when we come back.
Okay.
How you ended up at Weston A. Price and a little bit about your story. You said something a little bit earlier that intrigued me. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You
can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit rlssupplements.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
If you ever want to reach me, the email address here is onair@superhumanradio.com. Or you can call the Superhuman Radio hotline at 206-222-2218. My guest today is Sally Fallon. She's the president of the Weston A. Price Foundation at westonaprice.org. Sally, how long have you been the president of Weston A. Price?
Well, I'm the founding president. Myself, along with some others, including Mary Enig, we founded the foundation in 1999. So we're a new organization.
Okay.
And I've been doing this, for 10 years.
Well, what motivated you to do this? I mean, when did you learn about the teachings of Weston A. Price?
Well, I had written my book, Nourishing Traditions, that came out in 96. The second edition came out in 99. And Mary Enig worked with me on that book. And we were just so concerned about what was going to happen to children brought up on these low-fat diets. And so concerned with the lack of science in these government pronouncements that we thought we needed an organization that kept up with the science, showed people what the science was really saying, and showed the scientific validation of traditional foodways. And that's why we set up the Weston A. Price Foundation. We have a huge website, we publish a journal, and we just keep people up to date on the science. We also provide practical advice, a lot of cooking information, and then we have local chapters all over the country who help people find the types of foods that we're recommending, grass-based products, local, non-toxically raised, and so forth.
Actually, when I lived in Louisville, I'm actually moving to San Diego, but I'm in between. I'm in a transition phase in Phoenix right now. And when I lived in Louisville, John Moody,
became a
friend of the show. He had been on the show a few times, and he also runs a food co-op there in Louisville.
Right.
And I know that he is a chapter head, I guess,
That's right. He's one of our bright stars as a chapter leader, and he's doing the types of things that our chapter leaders all over the country are doing. So if your listeners want to get involved with like-minded people, because we do have chapter meetings, if they want to find out where all these wonderful foods are, that's the thing. You just go to our westonaprice.org and click on local chapters and find your chapter.
So when you started to do this research, did you know about Weston Price first, or were you doing this research and then kept coming upon his information?
Well, I discovered Weston Price in the early 70s when I was starting out with my own family, and I conducted this experiment on my unsuspecting innocent children. And I raised them according to this diet, and they were so much healthier than I was. They had naturally straight teeth, and they didn't have allergies, and they were just a joy. There were just no health problems with these children. So I knew that it worked. I think the other thing that I bring to the table that makes me unique among health food writers is that I started out as a cook. I mean, I love to cook. I've taken a lot of cooking classes. And for 30 years, I cooked for the most demanding audience you could possibly cook for, and that's a large family of growing children.
Right.
And so, you know, what I came up with was a cookbook. I mean, a real cookbook, not something that's been put together by dietitians, but tried and true recipes, tested by children, you know, accepted or rejected by children.
Right, right.
And to that cookbook, I added all the nutritional information.
Now, is that cookbook still available?
Oh, yes. That's Nourishing Traditions.
That's at Nourishing Traditions. Where can people get it?
Nourishing Traditions is available in bookstores. It's on Amazon. It's at my website, newtrendspublishing.com. Along with a DVD of my seminar and also a DVD called The Oiling of America, which is about the cholesterol myth.
I'm going to get that book. You know, because that's the interesting thing. Putting it into practical application where the family actually eats it is where the magic is.
It's
you know, you can't get kids to eat, you know, chicken breast and bland foods just because it's good for them.
Yeah.
You can get adults to do that once they recognize their mortality.
Yeah, well, skinless chicken breast is inedible anyway. It's not food, and it's not the way any traditional culture would eat. They would eat the fat and the skin.
Right.
They'd take the bones and make soup with it. They ate the organ meats, and that's the way we need to eat, too. And there's a lot of wonderful recipes.
I think it was Stephenson that was
yes.
the first one. He lived with the Inuits and ate nothing but a diet of fat and raw meat and
right.
became
yeah.
healthier and more energetic and so on and so forth. And it's just it's amazing.
But it only worked if he had lots of fat in the diet.
Right, and that
yeah.
was the key, because then when he went to, I vaguely remember the story, but then when he went someplace to New York and lived in an environment where they're going to research this, what they did was, number one, they cooked the meat, and also they didn't have the fat content, and he became ill.
That's right. Actually, they did studies at Johns Hopkins on Stephenson and two or three other men, and if they did not have organ meats and fat and bone marrow, they could not stay in this diet more than two or three days.
Right.
They got extremely ill.
Right.
But so they couldn't just eat lean meat. So then they put these things in the diet, and they lived for, you know, at least a year on just a total meat diet.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, if you look at the works of Dr. Loren Cordain, who has studied Paleolithic human beings, he says that is what we are genetically predisposed to eat.
Right.
So
the problem is Cordain, in his book, has dietitian recipes with skinless chicken breasts. And,
right. And he also, and another, he's been on my show a couple times, and one of the areas that we both agree to disagree, and really it's just because I don't push it, is because I drink 4 to 5 gallons of raw unpasteurized milk a week.
Yeah.
And he's a big opponent to
right.
dairy in general. And, he, you know, he says, well, Paleolithic humans couldn't milk animals, and we don't know that to be true.
Well, you know, I don't know about Paleolithic animals, but humans, but we can go way back almost 30,000 years with people milking goats and sheep and cows
right.
and water buffalo and yaks and reindeer. And so human beings have survived and thrived on the raw milk.
And it wasn't pasteurized, and no
yeah.
one died.
Yeah, and it was full of fat, too.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. But the difference is when cows eat grass, which they are designed to eat, the fat
yes.
is healthy.
Yes, and the milk is healthy, yeah.
The milk is healthy.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned about your dad. Now, obviously, this had to be a troubling time for you because you had a lot of the answers that probably could have helped him, but he probably didn't buy it because his doctor was
right.
And that's typical of that generation. I went through that with my dad, who just
Absolutely.
Passed away a couple months ago.
It was a generation that went through the Second World War. They believed authority. They believed in specialists. They believed in materialistic science. And I think, in a way, we should be very grateful to that generation. I know my parents were considered sort of avant-garde, and they deliberately tried to break away from the past and embrace technology and embrace, you know, science. And that's all good, but, you know, you have to beware of going too far in one direction, and this generation is bringing it back. And we don't want to swing too far the other way
right,
either.
Right, right. The goal yeah. is to find the middle.
Right. But so I have tremendous respect for my parents. You know, I can remember things that they said that showed me they were really thinking about this.
Right.
But they just got in the clutches of their doctors and
pharmacide. I call it pharmacide.
Yeah.
My father died of pharmacide.
Both my parents died of pharmacide. And they didn't they weren't able to look at the evidence of what this was doing for them.
Well,
and I think people of our generation who are doing this, we need to be very understanding. Our duty and responsibility is just to give them the information, to show them by your own good example, but you cannot preach to them or try to change their minds.
My mother is very open. My mother mm-hmm. takes DHEA in the morning. She takes ginkgo. She suffered a stroke, and I went to her neurologist and walked in with three papers that showed that creatine helped resolve a stroke in like a fifth of the time. And he said, well, you know, I guess it can't hurt. And she came back like in 2 weeks. She was back. It was just amazing.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And so, you know, my mother is very open. My dad, on the other hand, you know, maybe it was because he was in the military. Like you said, there's a follow authority, trust authority. He did whatever his doctor told him to. He was on statins. He was on blood pressure.
Yeah.
He was on heart medication. He was on,
yeah.
he was,
yeah.
he, at the end of his life, when I took him home, literally to die in his own home, they gave me a list of 11 medications he was on and made me sign them and say that I would continue to give them to him. One of them was the incontinence drug. I can't think of the name of it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was either catheterized or in a diaper most of the time. And I said, why am I giving him this if he, you know, urination is not an issue at this point
in
time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I've told people my dad died of pharmacide because he was genetically gifted.
Yeah.
He had beat many diseases earlier that would have killed other people. He was just a very, very strong man, but the pharmaceutical drugs deteriorated him and killed him.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's sad, very, very sad.
Well, as I say, I get some very anguished letters from people, and I've been through it myself. And you have to understand what your duty is, and then what you can't do. And there's just certain things you can't do. And I always say your responsibility is show people the information. Then that's your karma is satisfied, you know.
Right.
But you just can't talk people into things if they're not ready.
No, I understand that. I've learned that from the show because sometimes I do shows on subjects that people are very emotionally attached to.
Yeah.
And almost like religion. It's like you're challenging their religion and they'll write me letters and, you know, how could you say that? That's so irresponsible to tell people that. And I'm sure I'll get some of those about this show here.
Yeah.
And I say, look, you know, you make the choice. I'm just bringing it to you. That's it. So that's all you can do. Anyway, listen, Sally, I want to thank you. I know you're very, very busy. I want to thank you for being on the show today. And every time you come on the show, I want to ask people to go to westonaprice.org and join.
And also, that'd be super. Yes.
And
become
also,
a member. Yes.
Yeah, local chapters. If you want to, you know, we're actually going to be having a grass-fed beef company as a sponsor very shortly because I feel so strongly that people need access to grass-fed beef. But, you know, if you want to become a local chapter head, contact westonaprice.org. Go to their website, if nothing else, and look at the literature on there. It will change the way you think about nutrition. It will actually expose some of the things that are being taught to you today that are wrong, that are going to shorten your life, like this cholesterol myth. Sally, thanks so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for the work that you do.
Really. It's a pleasure.
I'm going to get your book. I'm going to start cooking that way as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right.
We'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening. See you then.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SAV. TH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.